Good evening, everyone. For those of you who aren't usually here today nights, we have a chabura for the last 15 minutes before Maariv. You're welcome to stay there in Makoros over here if anybody wants them. So this evening's chabura is a continuation of actually the last chabura. The last chabura was about playing ball on Shabbos, and there were 10 pages of Maariv Makoros. I know not everybody got to finish them last time, so I thought we would continue this time. Somebody actually met me in the street, and they said they heard the first chabura, and they said I left off in the middle. They said it said part one. So today, this evening, we're going to be doing part two. So just to review what we saw last time, were seven or eight issues that sugyos, where the question of ball playing comes up on Shabbos. One was the halacha hilul chachate ben achas, based off of the pasuk that says you should walk slowly on Shabbos, you shouldn't exert yourself, running is usur. We talked about the machlokes, about whether that's true, if running is something that's pleasurable, that's enjoyable. Do we say that the prohibition against running is only when I don't enjoy the running? We talked about the issue of muksa, and we saw that according to most sources, a ball would not be muksa nowadays because it's designated as such. We talked about the issue of refuah, and somebody who exercises for the purpose of being healthier, would that be usur, especially if one follows the view of the Magen Avram, that things that are done l'chizuk ha-mezeg fall under the category of refuah. We talked about the Mishnah on Shabbos that says ein mis'amlin b'Shabbos, mis'amlin like the modern word hitamlut, but it meant something a little different there, massaging or intense massaging, and we saw machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, whether that was because of uvdin d'chol or because of refuah. We saw sources that said that it's going to be usur if there's tsar involved. And we'll start today, if you turn to page 9 on the source sheet, with a question that is not limited to playing ball per se, but really relates to playing games on Shabbos. Now, if you're going to say that playing games in general is usur on Shabbos, so certainly playing ball games would be included. And we'll begin with the Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's on page 9, where it says Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Lamed Ches Sif Hei. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Ein Sochakim Be'egozim V'lo B'tapuchim U'kiyote Bahen Mishum Ashvuye Gumos. I assume we're talking here about a game sort of like jacks or the like in Israel. They play them with the mishmash seeds. And the concern is that to play jacks, you need a smooth surface. And if there are little gumos, if there are little holes, so a person might smooth the surface of their playing spot without thinking too much about it. And that's usur. You're not allowed to smooth out a surface. If it's outside in the field, that would be a problem of choresh. If it's inside, it could be an issue of bonem. So therefore, you can't play jacks on Shabbos. Hagah. V'davka gabe karka aval gabe shulchan shari deleka lemigzar sham mishum gumos. However, if it's on the table, it's okay, right? Or if you play inside on a surface that is paved or a wooden floor or the like, then that issue doesn't exist. You're not going to come to bona if you're playing on a table. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, U'motor lischok ba'atzamo shekorin chech. So you're allowed to play chess on Shabbos. Af al pi she mashmiim kol ho'il ve'enon mechavnin l'shir. Even if you have a noisy chess set, and when you play, the chess pieces make some noise, but you're not mechavnin l'shir. We know that you're not allowed to play instruments on Shabbos, but this, even if it makes some noise, does not fall under that prohibition, because you're not mechavein to make music, you're not mechavein to make noise. V'chol zeh b'sochek derech tzchok b'alma, this is only true when you're playing for fun. Aval b'sochek k'dei l'harviach, if you're gambling, aser afilu sochek b'tamu v'chaser, davi k'mekach u'memkar, this falls under the prohibition of mekach u'memkar. Mikol makom ein l'mchos b'nashim u'v'ktanim d'mutav sheyu sogeg en v'ayu mezidim. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, the Magen Avraham discusses the details of the circumstances under when someone could play chess. The Magen Avraham, the next source, Be'iskaki, benagu lasos ha'iskaki shel kesef. De'im lokein, mechzi ke'uvdin d'chol. Uvdin d'chol is one of the most, thank you so much, one of the most difficult aspects of Hilchos Shabbos because it's very undefined. Some Rishonim, as we actually saw, do limit it to a very narrow context. Some Rishonim might even say it's only in cases that might lead to malacha. But this Magen Avraham is of the opinion that it, uvdin d'chol, weekday-like activity, extends to many type things. So he writes a very interesting thing. If you use the same chess set during the week and during Shabbos, so then it might be uvdin d'chol. But if you have a special silver Shabbos chess set, well then that's not uvdin d'chol, this is my Shabbos set. And he writes, Kemosha Kasavti, Simin Shin Chav Zayin Siv Gimel. This is based off of a Shilta Giborim. The Shilta Giborim talks about using a brush on Shabbos. Now, there are specific issues of using a brush because it might pull out hairs and the like, but even if those issues don't apply, maybe it's wrong to use a brush, the Shilta Giborim writes, based off of Uvdin D'chol. And that would be solved if you have a special Shabbos brush. So the Magen Avraham is saying, likewise, even if you're going to playing chess on Shabbos is Uvdin D'chol, well, if I have a special Shabbos chess set, then it won't be. So this is the first opinion. The first opinion in the Magen Avraham, and seemingly the Shulchan Aruch, is that playing chess on Shabbos is okay, except for the possible problem of Uvdin D'chol, which is solved by having a special Shabbos chess set. Then he continues, the rasa son, the marasa son cholek, the savarle, kevan she'ein to'eles biyedias chachmas ha'iskaki, aser. There's no value in the chachma of chess. He's not denying that there's chachma in chess. There certainly is chachma. Nobody would deny that. But he's saying it's not a chachma which has value. And because it's not valuable, it's aser. Kemosha kasav simin shin zayin sif yud zayin. That's a reference to actually a passage in Shulchan Aruch we saw earlier this year, which talked about reading books on Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch said that you shouldn't read books on Shabbos and maybe even during the weekday when they're books that have no value. Now, to be sure, there's a debate among poskim what books are considered to have value and what books are a waste of time. But everybody would agree that there are certain books that are a waste of time, and those shouldn't be read. And he's saying, likewise, since he feels that chess is a waste of time, so then chess shouldn't be played, and certainly not on Shabbos. And then he says, Im Kain, according to what he's saying, Hu Adin Bekomine Schok. It's not limited to chess, but any types of games shouldn't be played on Shabbos. This is a reminiscent of the Rambam in the Perusha Mishnayos. The Rambam is on the next page. The Rambam writes that the Mishnah says in Shabbos that Misachkim Bekuvia are puzzle for Eidos, gamblers. There's a debate in the Gemara exactly why. One opinion says it's a form of stealing, either derabanan or deraisa, because it's an asmachta. The Rambam Perusha Mishnayos says that's not the reason. We don't accept that view. So what's wrong with playing chess? And why are you puzzle for Eidos? The Rambam says, because it's a waste of time. Not chess, sorry, gambling. It has nothing to do with gambling per se. It has nothing to do with the money. The Rambam writes, a person should dedicate their entire life to one of two purposes, either making themselves a better person or making the world a better place, either tikkun olam or tikkun atzmi, through chachma and the like. Games don't do either of those two things, and therefore, it's wrong to play games. And likewise, this view is saying, well, chess doesn't do anything, so it's wrong. Now, when I mentioned this to my students, I was like, what do you mean? Video games, there's so many important things that one learns from video games and skills and talents and the like. And we don't have time now to go through all the details, but if you saw in the sources that follow, there are a number of poskim that are very anti-chess, and there are a number of poskim that are okay with it. And to some degree, their debate relates not to halacha per se, but whether there's a value in playing it. If you think it's something that is valuable, So then, your perspective will be much more lenient. If you take a look, for example, in source 43, the Pachad Yitzchak quotes Harav Gavriel Funrimuli, who says that you're allowed to play chess. She'inenu ra'u ha'mesachkim kama oneg yesh lam ba'osa schok. First of all, it's pleasurable, it's enjoyable. And then he says, there's wisdom. And others go ahead, later on, one of the latter sources, Reb Shlomo Aaron Zelig, which is writes that the Gedolei Achronim sichku b'mischak zeh. There were great rabbis who played chess, and they thought that this was something very valuable. The Ibn Ezra wrote a poem in Hebrew in which he incorporated all the rules of chess. It was later translated into Latin. It became very popular. You have the picture here at the bottom of that was in a number of newspapers of Rabbi David Bergman, who was apparently a very big Talmud Chacham from Williamsburg, I think, who was caught playing chess in the park in Manhattan's Union Square. Anyway, and there are others that said, no, games are a waste of time, and even chess is a waste of time. It's not even ideal during the week, and it's certainly inappropriate on Shabbos. Rav Moshe, for example, in Source 42, isn't a fan. He says that it's wrong because it's at least not ideal on Shabbos. One should focus on Torah, and when you play chess, you're going to be in violation of at least the ideal form of the Daber Daber by talking about other things that are in Torah. He also doesn't like it because the loser has tsar. You're not allowed to have tsar on Shabbos. The Minchas Yitzchak, which you see on Source 20, writes that he thinks it's wrong, and even though the Magen Avraham says at the end ein limchos, he means ein limchos because they're not going to listen, but it's really wrong. It's in the category of mutav shushogigun valyu mezidin. He writes aval bevadai ein bezeheter laholchem betaras Hashem uvetaras oyage yomam v'layla, and he quotes the Sefer Reishis Chachma, who wasn't a fan, and the like. Okay. Now that's about chess and about games in general. I'd like to take one step back, especially when it comes to ball playing and what we discussed last time. So last time we saw the Yerushalmi that says that there was a city that was destroyed because they played ball on Shabbos. And the question, of course, is why? Why is it so bad? Especially having gone through so many sources, we saw that you could probably get around the various technical problems that exist in terms of ball playing. And therefore, why was it warranted that a city be destroyed? And I think the answer is that playing ball on Shabbos violates the spirit of Shabbos in a fundamental way. It's not the technical violations of the halacha. As we've seen, one could make a case that there are no technical violations, at least if it's done in certain ways, but it's really the spirit. The pasuk says over here, and really almost every time in the Torah where it refers to Shabbos, it says, Shabbos l'Hashem Elokecha. Shabbos is supposed to be a day of godliness, of devoting oneself to ruchnius. Now, that doesn't mean to say that that's exclusive. Shabbos is a day of menucha. That too is a theme of Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, enjoying Shabbos, is a mitzvah as well. And the Yerushalmi is not coming to say that enjoying yourself on Shabbos isn't a mitzvah. Everybody would agree that it is. Rather, what the Yerushalmi is saying is that at the very least for adults to be playing ball on Shabbos, that's something that's antithetical to the spirit of Shabbos. It's something that we shouldn't be focusing on. And that's the idea we saw last week in the Aruch HaShulchan and other sources as well. And the Yerushalmi is saying so much so that it warrants destruction of a town. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara says that Yerushalayim was destroyed because hamidu divareihem al din Torah. In other words, they didn't do lifnim mishur sadin. Again, you could ask, what's so bad about not doing lifnim mishur sadin? The answer is that so much of the Torah is about the idea that one can't just do what it says. One has to go beyond what it says when appropriate. And the same thing over here, that the Yerushalmi is telling us that playing ball beyond the technical issues is so much antithetical to the spirit of Shabbos that a town was destroyed because they played ball on Shabbos. And I think this is, you know, we're coming to the end of our sessions. This is one of our last chaburos. And this is an important theme to begin thinking about. We spent a lot of time focusing on many of the technical issues of Hilchos Shabbos, separating the fish from the bones and the bones from the fish. And of course, these issues, these shilos, are very important, which is why we spend so much time about it. But we can't lose the forest for the trees. And when one studies Hilchos Shabbos, beyond focusing on minutiae, the details, the specifics of the halacha, one also has to remember that it's Shabbos L'Hashem Elokecha, the spirit of Shabbos, how we're supposed to act, what we're supposed to feel, what we're supposed to think on Shabbos. And the sugya that we did today and last time is one that really gets to the heart of that. Because what it's telling us is even when you get beyond the various technical issues, which one possibly could get beyond, there's something much more basic to what Shabbos is and to its nature, its essential nature. And that being the case, then how we address a question on Shabbos is not just one of, is it technically permitted mitzad the halacha, but it's also a question of, is this something that fits with the spirit of Shabbos? Is this what my Shabbos is supposed to be like? Have a good evening and a good Shabbos.